Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Establishing God's Covenant. And we were looking at a text found in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verse 18. And while this is a word that God gave to the people of Israel under the Old Covenant, God's character, His nature, His heart has not changed, because what God said under the Old Covenant, He desires for His people of all time. And the covenant that Jesus established in His own blood, the New Covenant, is based on even better promises. But Deuteronomy 8:18 states, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God." You see, we have to, in everything and anything we do, that we have to put the Lord first. In every decision, in every activity, we have to go before the Lord. We have to inquire of God. Lord, is this something that will bring honor to you? Is this something you would have me to do? Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. We all want to have our needs met. We all want to be comfortable, but we have to remember the Lord, because it's Him that gives us every blessing. From Him all praise God, from whom all blessings flow. There's an old hymn, right, that we've sung for a long time. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And so God wants us to know that His blessings come only from Him, but His purpose, and this is the focus of, I feel, the Holy Spirit's emphasis, is that He may establish His covenant with us, that which He swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. And the point is, God wants His people to so reflect His heart that God, who is generous in love and in mercy, held nothing back. He gave heaven's greatest treasure, His only begotten Son, Jesus, because He so loved the world that He didn't want any to perish, but whoever would believe on Jesus would have everlasting life. That was God's heart. That is God's heart. It has not changed. And when we are blessed, not only to have our needs met, because Jesus said, your heavenly Father knows the things you have need of, even before you ask. He does ask us to pray and ask Him. But the point for us to be blessed, where we have enough and beyond for our needs to be met, and there are some times God may even require out of our necessity that we would give as a step of faith. And I've heard powerful testimonies over the years of how God has blessed someone that in that obedience to the Lord, they received a tremendous blessing in response, not only spiritually, but sometimes actually tangibly, financially, circumstantially. And so God wants us to be able to demonstrate His love and His kindness, that this is the God that we serve. And so when we give freely, without demanding anything, and when we give to missions, when we give to peoples in the world that are hurting, and as I've shared, one of our hearts is to help the widows and the orphans, a ministry that goes to Romania that we know personally. And there's a ministry operating in Israel that blesses Israeli believers. And I know from a friend who actually lived in Israel many years, it's not just, you know, giving to the Jewish people, because having lived there, she said sometimes the greatest persecution for Jewish messianic believers are the Orthodox Jews. Beloved, think about that. The spirit hasn't changed much since the time of Jesus. And so God wants us to reach out to those that are poor. So many, we've been so blessed in this nation. Even the poorest among us cannot compare with the poverty that's found around the world. And so it's a good thing to give to those who are lacking in the basic essentials of life, but also with the spiritual truth of God's word. Not that that's a requirement, but as we give, people's hearts are touched, and they're going want to know why do you do this? Because that's not the way of the world. They're always wanting something in return. And so there's no greater way that we can show the love of God, evangelize, minister the goodness of the Lord by being blessed so that we can give to others. David's charge, when he was going the way of all flesh, he gave instructions to his son Solomon concerning the building of the temple. And these words are found in 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then thou shalt prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. So to be able to give, and you know, people say, oh, well, you know, God doesn't command tithing under the new covenant. That's true. In fact, everything he has, everything we have, he has given us. And so it's according to our ability, and God looks upon the heart. God loves a cheerful giver. I know years ago people used to say, well, Brother Glass, if I'm supposed to tithe, should I tithe on my gross income or on my net income? And Brother Glass, who had an amazing sense of humor, he would say, well, it depends whether you want a gross or a net blessing. And also, let's go now to Uzziah in 2 Chronicles 26:5. He began his reign by doing what was right in the sight of the Lord. Verse 5 says, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Praise God. And 2 Chronicles, I'm giving examples from the Word, 31, verses 20 through 21, regarding Hezekiah. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. And then, of course, there's Psalm 1 and verse 3. It tells us what the righteous man can expect, what God will make of him. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his seasons. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. God said to Israel in Exodus 23:25, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and, hallelujah, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And I'm going to take some time right now, and I want to read 12 verses that are found in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, verses 1 through 12. And let's really chew on what God is telling us, because his character and his nature, as I've said, has never changed. And it shall come to pass, if, that's one little word there is really paramount, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And there was a time that was true of America, isn't that right? When we were serving God as a, quote, Christian nation. And all these blessings, verse 2, shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. So it doesn't matter if you're rural or live in the city. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, your children, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. And this is powerful in terms of warfare. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. That's a good scripture to stand on. They will be defeated. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. Now, isn't that? Have you noticed that before? Not just material wealth or blessings, but whatever you seek to do, he will command his blessing. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Hallelujah. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Again, see, he's talking about covenant. And what's the purpose of covenant? It's all about relationship. Hallelujah. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord thy God sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and shalt not borrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the heritage of the saints of God. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and with the Lord's help, we will conclude this message I've been sharing on establishing God's covenant. And I pray that you'll be able to be with me. If at any point you don't have the time or miss a broadcast or want to rehear it, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, I do invite you to not only write and share your prayer requests, but to take advantage of this limited time offer, a little booklet we've put together to bless the body of Christ, a few selected prophecies that have been given over the years through me, assembled by Sister Debbie Erickson. And you just request devotional meditations. It's for the believer, and I believe you will be really blessed as you spend quiet time with the Lord. I love you. I thank you for your prayers, your financial help, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,